On January 3rd, Kurt W. Schuller, a Republican from Eden, Wisconsin, took the oath of office to become a Wisconsin state treasurer. He's joined us now for a first interview at Wisconsin Eye. Kurt, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you for inviting me. Appreciate it.
Since it's your first interview, welcome. And let's talk about your background. Now,
okay. You
are new to state government. It's so intriguing. You ran for state treasurer as a Republican.
Correct.
You did or did not have a primary in September.
I did have a primary.
Did have a primary. And
actually, it was by 3,000 votes. It was a razor-thin margin.
And in November, you got 53% of the vote against
Correct.
The incumbent, Dawn Marie Sass, a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about you and your background and why you chose to run, sir.
The reason I chose to run for political office was because in the past summer, I watched town hall meeting after town hall meeting across the nation where politicians just simply seem to turn a deaf ear to the constituents, no matter how, you know, hard and how many people pack these sessions trying to convince them that we don't like what you're doing. I just felt like our country, our state, had lost the principles of Lincoln, government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And I decided that I wanted to do what I could to try and get involved and try and bring it back to that. I chose the treasurer's office because I'm a man of limited means. And the treasurer's office is a low-profile office.
Yes, it is.
So as I was researching to try and find out as much about the office as possible, I came across an amendment by Representative Scott Souter, who is now the leader of the Assembly.
Yes, he's got the second most powerful job in the Assembly.
He, in 2003, authored an amendment that would eliminate the office of Treasurer and Secretary of State.
Right.
And it was one of those, you know, aha moments that you get.
Mm-hmm.
Not only was it an idea I agreed with, but I thought it was an idea that would resonate with what the public was feeling about their government at the time. Eliminate the portions of the government that are not necessary. I can't think of the politician who said it, but as the government grows, our liberties decrease. And my aim
Ronald
is to
Reagan. Governor Walker yesterday said, quoted Ronald Reagan in his farewell address.
Yes,
excuse me for interrupting.
That's quite
all
right.
Just provide some context there.
And that's my goal. My goal is to, in the next 4 years, because it will require a constitutional amendment.
It will.
To work with the offices, the people in the office, to look for ways that we can eventually streamline the necessary functions of the office into government and take it off of the constitutional roles. You have to understand that in Wisconsin's constitution, the treasurer has only one duty: to sit on the Board of Public Lands.
Well, I was going to ask you, the duties of the office. Now, you just mentioned one, but there are others. Yeah, you've got a meeting of the Board of Public Lands today, you said.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, okay.
Yes.
And you are a part of the recommendation for EdVest.
I do admit, the Treasurer's Office does administer the EdVest program.
But that's governed by a board that makes the policy decisions on that, Kurt?
There's a 10-member board chaired by Alberta Darling.
Okay.
That is also responsible for it. And then in the Office of the Treasurer, we have a director of EdVest, someone who is specifically responsible for the program.
And the State Treasurer?
It kind of oversees it all. But it seems to me like there's some duplication there, and we certainly could streamline that.
And is it fair to say the third function of the State Treasurer's Office is the unclaimed property?
Correct. That's probably the most important function of the State
Treasurer's
Office.
And how much unclaimed property is out there, sir?
Approximately $350 million.
Has that been going up or down?
Its outflow and income has been remaining static for the last couple of years.
Okay, so there has been $350 million
mm-hmm.
that's out there
yeah.
that your office must seek to return to its rightful owners.
Correct.
And if the rightful owners cannot be found, does it fall into the school fund? Where does it go?
If the rightful owners cannot be found, it remains in the fund because eventually an heir or, you know, it may eventually be reconnected with the rightful owner. The earnings, however, off of that $350 million, that goes to the school fund via the Constitution. That's the public libraries, actually, is the only place that the Treasurer's Office income can go.
can go.
So it can use it for the expenses of the office,
right.
and the bulk of it then, the excess, is given to the public library system.
Well, let's finish talking about you. Now, you have not run for or held any public office before?
No.
Correct. So, would you consider yourself a child of the Tea Party movement?
Kirk? I am.
You are?
I am. I originally, the September 21st Milwaukee Lakefront Tea Party rally, because Obamacare was in full debate at that time, and I went there. I have a daughter, actually, who suffers from Ewing sarcoma. It's a rare form of cancer, requires a tremendous amount of medical care. And I just foresaw the possibility that if we allow this legislation to go through, there could become a day where a parent such as myself would not have the same choices that I had, as far as, yes, throw the kitchen sink at this.
Boy, you're kind of motivated like Ron Johnson, because he talks about his daughter's heart problem.
Yeah, well, Ron Johnson, he's my hero, because Ron Johnson put $7 million of his own money where his mouth is. I, however, spent about $500 on my campaign.
$500 on your campaign?
In total.
Now, so you do not have the assets of a Ron Johnson or Herb
Kohl.
Not.
I have the motivation.
Uh-huh.
I have the conservative values. I have the desire to serve my country. But I do not have those kind of.
Your campaign website said you owned a restaurant from between 96 and 2005.
That's correct.
And since then, you've been what?
I've been working for Old Country Buffet, both in Fond du Lac and in Brown Deer, Wisconsin.
Managing?
Yeah, I was the service manager at both locations. Last year, I was promoted to kitchen manager. In November, I filed papers of last year to run for treasurer. I continued to work 50, 60 hours a week, and tried to make as many campaign functions as possible. I did most of my campaigning via social networking, Facebook.
Well, as a first-time office seeker, mm-hmm. and now a first-time public official,
mm-hmm.
how do you feel about it? I mean, the transition from helping to run a restaurant to now you're the state treasurer, lessons learned, sir?
Lessons learned. Those are coming.
Okay.
Those are coming.
But if yeah. government is the problem, now you're part of the problem.
I hope to be part of the solution. And I was open and upfront about this on my website right from day one, that this was always my entry, my foot in the door into the system. And then what I did with it after that was going to be on me. If I was able to raise my political profile, to inspire confidence of others, just let the people of Wisconsin know that I am someone who is interested in serving them in the government of Wisconsin. After my days of the treasurer are over, of which they will end 4 years from now, because I have pledged.
You said one term.
One term. Hopefully an open seat somewhere in my district will become available, or if there is a vulnerable candidate, one who doesn't, you know, quite vote with the people of his constituency,
mm-hmm.
That's going to be pretty much in God's hands at this point in time. So we'll see what develops.
So is your first priority of state treasurer abolishing the job, Kirk?
Well, my first priority is to make sure that the office earns and maintains as much of its revenue for the library fund, because the more money that we can provide the public mm-hmm. school libraries,
mm-hmm.
that's a little less pressure off the local communities for school property taxes. That's my first priority. But I fully support a constitutional amendment and to eliminate the office and to break it up, and the Secretary of State as well, and roll those into, but only if we can gain some efficiency from it, which is why, you know, I'm glad that it will take 4 years to get this done, because that will allow me, my deputy treasurer, by the way, who is Scott Felt, my opponent in the primary.
Okay. So you hired the person you beat in the primary?
Yes.
Because he had some experience in the office?
He had some experience in the office. He's also an outstanding man who has a great deal of experience. a great deal of education.
Is he also willing to work to abolish the office?
Oh, yeah, he's on board with me on that. Yeah.
How much would it save to abolish the office of treasurer?
Well, at least a treasurer salary.
Yeah. Which is what?
I believe it's $68,000.
Okay.
At least a treasurer salary. I'm sure that there's a lot more inefficiencies. But, you know, we have to uncover them. You know, during the governor's race, both the candidates on the Democratic side and the Republican side were also in favor of eliminating these two offices. So this is an idea that's been around for 20 years. Mordecai Lee proposed it back in the 80s.
Yes, right.
Governor Tommy Thompson tried to do something with it. But at that time, you know, the treasurer, of course, wanted to hang on to the office. So they fought them. And I just think that this is the time, this is the place, this is the mood of the electorate is with this idea.
Well, have you talked to Representative Souter about reintroducing what he did in 2003?
I have.
Is he going to bring it forth again?
It certainly will be coming up, certainly not in the emergency session of the legislature, because this is hardly an emergency.
Right.
It only has to pass once sometime within this two-year cycle. And then it will come up for a vote in the next two-year cycle. And then eventually, and this is my favorite part of it, it will go to the Wisconsin voters.
It will, because it's got to pass two straight sessions in the same form.
Mm-hmm.
But you believe both the treasurer and the secretary of state office should be abolished, right?
Yeah, they're basically administrative functions. They have nothing to do with making laws or, you know, I do have a new responsibility this year, the Wisconsin Democracy Fund.
That's right. Created by the Impartial Justice Act.
Created by the Impartial Justice Act, which is a bit frustrating to me since I took an oath yesterday to uphold the U.S. Constitution.
Yes.
And there are three court cases about that bill right now. But it potentially, let's not talk about potentially. Actually, if nothing is done, the state of Wisconsin taxpayers out of general revenue will be forced to pay $900,000.
That's a maximum hit, correct?
That's not a maximum hit. That's a minimum hit.
That's a minimal hit. Could go beyond that depending on...
If someone else jumps into the race who decides not to go for the public funding,
okay. And
let's say they have deep pockets,
yes,
and they spend $3 million on their campaign, the taxpayers of Wisconsin, are on the hook for providing the other candidate with the $3 million in matching funds to keep the playing field level.
Well, let's back up a little bit and explain the new law. The Impartial Justice Act, which just passed, said if you run for the state Supreme Court and if you qualify, which raise X amount of seed money.
1,000 individual contributions of $5 to $100.
Thank you. Then you can get public grants to run in both the primary and the April election.
You get $100,000 for the primary, just for the primary.
Each candidate, correct?
Each candidate.
Okay. Now, that system is administered by the Government Accountability Board, but the money and the fund is administered by the state treasurer.
I have to issue lines of credit to them, yes.
So you take an oath of office and you inherit this job. Mm-hmm. How much is in the fund now, sir?
$100,000.13.
And it could be $900,000 or
up. Or more, yes.
Well, as your website calls you a Reagan Republican, how do you feel about inheriting this job? Because that math doesn't add up.
Yeah, that math does not add up. Of course, there are provisions in the law that provide for extra money to come from the legislature.
Taxpayers.
Which is the taxpayers, yes. I do not feel very good about it. Do not want to necessarily find myself being sued by J.B. Van Hollen either. I would like to speak with J.B. He sits on the board of Commissioner of Public Lands with me. And I would like to ask him to perhaps join one of the lawsuits that are against this act. There are three currently.
Okay.
And perhaps even seek an injunction to its implementation.
Now,
this is because of the timing of all of this,
right.
The process has already started, and it's very, very hard to change the rules of the game
in the
middle.
You're not a lawyer and you're not pretending to be, but do you think impartial justice is
I think it was
unconstitutional?
Unconstitutional and an ill-conceived idea from the start.
Okay. Have you received any legal advice that says that, or is this just you?
That's just me and from what I have been able to glean from researching it.
Well, the fund now has $100,000 in it. Mm-hmm. The minimum it could have to spend is $900,000.
Right.
So one of your first acts as a Tea Party person is to come in and run a fund that's in deficit. Does that bother you?
It does.
I see.
It does indeed.
And one of the options you think is asking the Attorney General
to join into one of the lawsuits and perhaps seek an injunction. But like I said, you know, one of the reasons I believe it to be unconstitutional is it's an elected office. Mm-hmm. Why are there special rules for this elected office that do not apply to the governor, to the assembly, to the Senate? You know, it's not equal. You know, it seems to be separate but equal.
Okay.
And to me, that's unconstitutional.
Okay. How many employees does the state treasurer have?
14 and a half.
14 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you've begun to get to meet your staff.
Yes.
And picked your deputy, of course,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Felt.
Mm-hmm.
And as you've gone around, are you warning them that you're going to work for the abolition of the job, which could affect them at risk?
It could potentially affect some of the employees in the office. But they also know that it's not going to happen tomorrow.
Okay.
And it's going to be a reasoned, well-thought-out process. Because as I said, you know, what's the point if we can't get the maximum amount of savings? Because as I said, the more money that we can provide to the public school libraries, the less pressure there will be on the local property tax authorities to fund those.
You know, you're the third state treasurer in about 6 years since Don Marie
Sass. Yes, and it seemed a very volatile position.
A very volatile position for such a low-profile position.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask, what did the incumbent Democrat Don Marie Sass do wrong, Kurt?
Well...
Or is that an unfair question?
Were you an unfair question. I criticized her publicly on my website and in the press. When she was going through a backlog at her office, rather than stay behind and do all she could to clear it up, she had a crisis going at the office. She went to a San Diego Treasurer's Conference, mm-hmm. at a very plush resort.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the restaurant, I'll use this for an analogy. You know, if I would open the doors at 6 o'clock in the morning, you know, and supposed to leave at 5 o'clock, if there was a crush of people lining up at the door and half my staff had called in sick, I would not be leaving the building until the crisis was over. And sometimes that meant staying there until 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night. So that is my criticism of her for not recognizing that she did have they had something like a 3-month backlog. People were starting to threaten lawsuits. But yet she chose to attend this conference anyway. Speaking of conferences, I will only be attending conferences that apply to the Office of Treasurer. And there are many that NASS puts on regarding bonding issues,
National Association of State Treasurers,
yeah, that have nothing to do with the power of the state treasurer.
So you're going to cut back on travel by the state treasurer?
Absolutely. As being a member of NAST, actually, I am supposed to be the host treasurer of the 2012 convention in Milwaukee. So I am responsible for raising some $200,000 in seed money to make sure that that happens. And I was asked about it in the press, and I committed to do that because I want to do all that I can to stimulate the economy of our state. And if, you know, admittedly, conferences and conventions do bring dollars into the state of Wisconsin. So I do have to be a member of NAST in order to do that. But do I have to join their other organizations and pay their dues? No. As a member of NAST, you get a $3,500 travel stipend. And I pretty much have set that as my goal, that I will not exceed that travel stipend. That was one other thing that Ms. Sass did. She exceeded the travel stipend, so she had to use funds from the program okay. you know, to cover those travel expenses. Now, on the other issue that she was criticized for in the newspaper, hiring her niece, going to the state fair, and that, I think that's a non-issue. Probably the most egregious thing about her office was the fact that she had to fire her deputy treasurer, John Lease, for political partisan hiring into public service, civil service positions. She was not out in front of that problem. she let the press get ahead of her on it and to the point where eventually she had to ask for Mr. Lease's resignation. The director of EdVest that was hired was actually Governor Doyle's wife's personal aide. She had no qualifications in financing.
This is the person on the state treasurer's staff
who oversaw EdVest. They actually had to rewrite the job description in order to get her hired. Yeah. That, to me, was her worst offense. She blamed that on John Lease, her deputy treasurer, saying that I thought he was being too political. But ultimately, you're the treasurer. It's your job to make sure that your office is being run ethically and in a proper manner.
Has this person since moved on? Or?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you have someone running EdVest who has qualifications to run EdVest?
Well, the current one is Jim. I'm trying to think of his last name.
It's okay. It's your
He's a civil servant.
He is. Okay.
I've met with him on several occasions and found him to be a very knowledgeable guy. Aside from the fact that I have no power to remove him, I don't see any reason to. Jim DeLulio is his name.
Is his name.
Yes.
He's a civil servant and he has qualifications to run EdVest.
Absolutely.
How do you like the transition from being in restaurant management now to being a public service, you're in this glass bottle, and mm-hmm. your travel vouchers and your expenses mm-hmm. and your hirings mm-hmm. and your campaign finance, everything has got to be made public.
Oh.
How does that feel?
I'm not afraid of that. I know the media is going to be watching me, especially because of my campaign pledge to try and eliminate the office within 4 years.
And you're ready to accept that scrutiny.
I'm ready to accept that, and I take precautions against that. If I correspond with a reporter in writing, I post that exactly what I sent to the reporter to my Facebook page, so that there's evidence of what I gave to the reporter. So, you know, anyone who's interested, you know, if after reading the story, I can direct them to my Facebook page.
Now, is this your first Facebook page or the treasurer's Facebook?
No, this is my personal Facebook page. I have some 1,450 very loyal Facebook friends. My goal when I started, because I knew I was not going to have time to get out on the road to get mm-hmm. to the Lincoln Day dinners to meet and greet the public the same way my primary opponent was, my goal was to try and get 5,000 friends by the time Election Day rolled around. I fell a bit short of that goal. But on election day, primary election day, my campaign website received 2,000 hits. I have no doubt. And what I did with Facebook is I did not just run political ads on there. I interacted with the people that befriended me. Mm-hmm. We talked about the issues of the day. They got to know my feelings on all sorts of issues, social issues, political issues, cultural issues, they got to know me as a true conservative. I even had friends who, because as I told you, I spent less than $500 on my campaign, I didn't buy any yard signs. I had friends actually making yard signs. So my Facebook army is who I credit my very narrow primary victory.
So your Facebook effort mm-hmm. was a big part of your campaign, a huge part.
Huge.
And you're going to use Facebook to run the state treasurer's office?
No. I'm going to continue on Facebook as a private citizen because I want to keep the people in the loop. I'll talk about treasurer issues. As far as if I see something in the legislature where maybe there's a bit of backsliding away from some promises made. Reince Priebus said that what we did this year is we found candidates of good quality who people believe will govern in the same way they campaigned. And I think it's my personal responsibility just to try and keep everyone honest.
Right.
So I will be watching across Pinckney Street quite regularly and keeping my ear to the rail. Yeah. And if I see that there is some backsliding or perhaps, you know, anything that needs to be brought to light, I want to bring it to light. But I have a lot of confidence. Scott Walker was my assembly representative when I lived in Wauwatosa. Mm-hmm. He was my county executive when I lived in Milwaukee County. Mm-hmm. I've known Scott for years, and Scott has never, ever made a promise that he has not kept. So I think the state of Wisconsin is blessed to have him for a governor.
Do you think you're sitting here as state treasurer, and your win is part of the GOP wave in November? Elect the governor, elect control of the state senate, elect control of the state assembly.
You could make two cases for that, because Doug LaFollette is still Secretary of State.
Good point. Yes, and he's a Democrat.
And he's a Democrat.
Right.
You could also make the case that my particular stance, serving only one term, pledging to try and eliminate the office, made the difference as well, too. And it certainly did not help. It certainly did not hurt that both Ron Johnson and Governor Walker did well in the election, too.
Okay. So. Well, you've pledged to serve one term as state mm-hmm. treasurer. Your first term will be successful if. Finish that phrase.
My first term will be successful if I can reduce the budget of the office, find efficiencies, get the first amendment passed through the first legislature.
Yeah, to abolish the office.
To abolish the office. And I will consider my first at least 2 years a success.
Okay. And then, but your goal then, you like politics enough to, you think 4 years from now you'll be looking for another office to seek?
I will be looking for another office to seek, absolutely. I never even made a secret of that. Okay. In all my interviews, on my website, it was there for everyone to see. I truly want to try. I go back to Lincoln and his Gettysburg Address. So many of us do not feel that the government has the consent of the governed. And I want to bring that confidence back. I want to do all I can to do that. Now, there may be no opportunity for me in 4 years. I put all that to God's hands. I think it, when you consider that I am now sitting in the office and I spent less than $500 to do it, I see a little divine intervention in there somewhere.
What impresses me, you have not run or held any public office. Mm-hmm. You isolate an office, state treasurer, and you win it, and you're sitting here as state treasurer, and mm-hmm. your goal is to efficiency, but more importantly, abolish the office.
Correct.
That's pretty high goals you've set for yourself. Kurt, thanks very much for coming in.
It was my pleasure.
Thank you. Our guest has been Kurt Schuller. He's Wisconsin's new state treasurer. He's from Eden. He's a Republican. And 4 years from now, he wants to be a part of abolishing the office and running for something else.
Yes.
Kurt, thanks for your time.
To be determined.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.